Blog Talk Radio.
Today, you can start to claim the life you are meant to have. I'm your host, Reverend Deborah E. Lake, here to share my 12 principles to help you be all the way in your life. Clear your mind, open your heart, and join me. You'll be glad you did. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's All the Way In. It's Friday, September 25th. I'm your host, Deborah Lake, and we're recording live from Chicago. It's 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we've got a fantastic show for you this evening. Tonight's episode is titled All the Way Fit. Tonight I want to talk with the people who want to be physically active, but you just quite haven't found the motivation. You want to do things. You want to get off that couch, but you haven't quite found what you need, the recipe, the inspiration that you need to keep going. Maybe you've even started a couple of times here and there, and you just kind of lost track and stopped it. Maybe you haven't been able to find the consistent time to exercise. Maybe, well, all of us are cutting back. We're cutting back on spending. We're tightening our belts because of the economy, and maybe the cost is getting in the way. Could be that it's just difficult getting out and following a routine without other people to motivate you. There are things that we have to do for ourselves, and sometimes we have to get out there by ourselves, and that's difficult. But whatever the reason, if you're thinking about getting more fit, if you're wondering why you haven't been able to stick to a routine, this is your show. My guest tonight is Heidi Lisby. Heidi is a physical trainer and fitness consultant, and she will share what she knows about getting fit and staying fit. Heidi, it's a pleasure to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, Deborah. How are you doing tonight?
I'm well. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm great. I just finished my workout, so I'm a little pumped.
Well, that's
okay.
Great. That's good.
Good.
I'd like to start by you telling us how you got into the fitness field and how you got into the business of motivating others.
Well, I've always been athletic.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been one of those girls that was you know, playing sports and running. I've played all different sports, tennis, volleyball, you name it, and I've always been active. And then one of my friends was like, I'm going to become a personal trainer. Would you like to do a certification with me? And at that point, I just finished my major in school with psychology and business, and I never really did anything with that. I was waitressing for a little while, and that wasn't very, it wasn't motivating. It didn't give me any gratification.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to get certified in personal training, and I really got a lot of gratification from that. So I became a personal trainer, and it really, really gives me a lot of satisfaction from that. And I really get motivated myself. I work out harder now than I ever have before. And I really, really like seeing results in people and seeing them, you know, really lose those first few pounds and keep losing and getting results and saying, wow, I've been a size 14 my whole entire life. And now I'm actually fitting into a size 12. I mean, it's not just becoming a size 4 or size 6 or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's about feeling good in your skin, whatever size you may be.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I got started. You know, like I said, I've always been kind of active, and, you know, so I kind of just went with the flow of things, and it just came by chance.
Well, that's good. You know, it's interesting that what you say is that you find yourself that you're even more motivated So with you motivating people, it seems that that's one of the benefits that you get, is that you get even more motivated helping other people, which is fantastic. And it also tells me that the energy you put out, what I always tell people, the energy you put out is the energy you get back. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
And I also feel that, you know, I might want to say also that I had a spring chicken. I'm 45 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I plan on keeping, you know, my physique the best it can be until I'm, you know, God willing, you know, 50, 60, 70, and whatever age I may attain. So, you know, it doesn't stop. Fitness should never stop. I mean,
No. Most
people work until they're, you know, 50 or 60 or 70, the economy these days. And health is really, really important. Eating well, I advise people on nutrition as well. It goes hand in hand with fitness.
Yeah.
You know, as you well know, you just ran a marathon. Eating is very important. You cannot run a marathon and train for a marathon without not eating correctly.
I learned that lesson very, very hard.
You're not
going to
have the
energy
for that. So,
yeah.
I mean, my clients, I don't think, are not going to attain their goals if they're not eating correctly. So,
It's
you
hand
know.
In hand. It goes hand in hand. So one of the things that I want us to talk to tonight are the ones who are struggling. They're struggling with it. So let's start by what are your thoughts on what can you say to people who are just not comfortable, for instance, going into a gym and learning how to use the machines? They go into the gym and they're just like, all I see is metal, different color metal, and it looks so confusing. And just the thought of going into a gym makes them nervous. What would you say to them?
That's a good question. I would say to them that, first of all, I would have to say that a lot of times even the fitness queens are not even that comfortable, okay?
Mm.
But that's but they may think they are, but even the most fit people have the most to worry about.
Mm. That's interesting.
No, I'm not even kidding you, Brenda. I mean, you know, Deborah, I'm not even kidding you on that.
Tell them more about that. That's
you know, because, you know, the more people are thin, the more they have to worry about, because they are worried about that, you know, oh, my gosh, I'm going to gain and gain and gain that 5 pounds, you know. But really, I deal with a lot of different people, a lot of different sizes, and, you know, they're like, oh, you know, they really, really – do worry more about the mirror and their image, and they weigh themselves almost to the point where, you know, they are just as worried about their weight and gaining weight as people are, I mean, about losing weight and being, you know, obese in that sense. I mean, it doesn't sound right, but I talk to a lot of different people, a lot of different weight increments. But back to your question about that, when you go into the gym, you will see that all the weight machines do have pictures. And if you look on there, they show you pictures about how to use the machines.
Mm-hmm.
So if you sit in a machine for like a bicep curl, it will show you exactly how to use that machine. You sit there and it'll show you exactly how to use it.
Mm-hmm. And typically they have staff there as well.
Yeah.
That will help. And if you are in a gym that you have trouble getting someone to help you and show you, then that's
exactly
a sign that you need to go to someplace else.
Yes. You know, I mean, although I am a personal trainer, you know, they will try to sell you on personal trainer, you know, packages, which are very expensive. And honestly, you know, it doesn't cost a lot to, you know, get fit. You
mm-hmm.
can, you know, buy Fitness magazine or Shape magazine for $1.50, and that's exactly how I started learning all my, you know, exercises before I became a trainer,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, 15 years ago, and I learned a lot of different exercises, and I'm still learning different exercises. I can't keep doing the same exercises all the time for my clients. They're going to get bored, and that's how a lot of people get burnt out, you know. You can't be doing all the same things all the time with anything. You get bored and burnt out.
And your body adjusts, and you don't get as much benefit from doing the same exercise. You have to kind of switch it up a little bit.
Exactly. You know, if you know a little more about fitness, the muscles, they will plateau if they
mm-hmm.
get used to the same exercises all the time, as well as our minds. If we're always doing the same exercise all the time, we'll be like, you know what, I'm just really, really bored with that. I cannot fathom doing the same exercise week in and week out, okay? You know, so I am not going to the gym today, all right?
Well,
so, yeah, I would say that, you know, for those people, those women that are a little heavy, you know, please don't let it distract them from going into the gym, okay?
Exactly.
Just, you know, I mean, I see those kind of women, and I'm like, wow, great job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know it's tough. I know it's very tough.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even me, you know, people will be like, man, you look great. And there are days when I've had breakfast, and I think my stomach sticks out. And that's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I have to put on a less tighter top because all I see is that my stomach forms out a little bit. But, you know, people say to me, oh, my gosh, you look so good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I feel like I, you know what I mean? Like I'm working out. Okay. Do you know what I mean? Everything's relative.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to really worry about yourself and get the job done.
Exactly.
Okay? And you're the last line of defense. That's the words I use. No one else is going to do it for you. You have to do it. So what are you going to do? Sit at home on the couch and just gain another pound? Or are you going to pick up your flag and go to the gym? Or, you know, what I say is just get Fitness Magazine or, you know, invest in maybe, you know, the best-selling book, you know, my Jillian,
mm-hmm.
Biggest Loser Trainer, or Bob, you know, as well, Biggest Loser. They're great. They're motivators,
mm-hmm.
you know. Not everybody has to vomit on the treadmill and from reality TV. You know what I mean? It doesn't
yeah.
happen that way, okay? I'm not that kind of a trainer, okay?
Yeah. Well, that's good to know because they get pretty brutal there.
You might
there.
Get a little busy at first for their very beginning. That's okay. But you don't have to vomit to get the results. Okay? They work
oh,
out
God.
6 hours a day. That's reality TV.
That's they put a little vomit in it to keep you going.
Right, right. But honestly, you know, you need to get off the couch and get moving.
Yeah.
For those people that are pretty obese, you know, I know it is tough. But honestly, if you want to be able to take care of your kids, first and foremost, yourself. You got to take care of yourself first. You know,
that's right. And part
take
of that
care
is,
of your
is nutrition.
Okay.
So let's move into nutrition. And
yes.
I'll tell you one little thing that I've shared, and I'll share about myself. In lines with nutrition. As far back as I can remember, up until the last 4 or 5 years, I loved dairy. When I was thirsty, I drank milk instead of water.
Okay.
That's how much dairy I cheese, butter, you name it. It was very much part of my diet at every meal. And actually, as I looked back, I could very easily make the argument that I was addicted to dairy or craved it or something.
Oh,
so,
okay.
And at the same time, I had this ongoing cough, a tickle in my throat, and for years. And when I went back and looked, I had it off and on all the way back in high school. But it got progressively worse, until one night, 3 o'clock in the morning, I was sitting on the side of my bed wondering, do I have asthma? I can't breathe. Literally.
Really?
Yeah, literally. And, of course, I went to the doctor and said, what's going on? And found out that I have a severe allergy.
Allergic.
To dairy.
Reaction.
And it's not lactose intolerance. A lot of people say, oh, you're intolerant. No, it's to dairy, and it hits me in my entire body system. Dairy is like poison. I literally have the same symptoms that you have when you have food poisoning. Literally.
Wow.
And so I'm wondering what you have to share about nutrition with people who are now remember, we're talking to people who are thinking about it and trying to get off that couch. How do they listen to their bodies, and how is it important to pay attention to what they eat and get in touch with what's going on in their bodies as they eat?
Okay. Well, you know, if they like dairy, you know, there are people that, I mean, you know, you unfortunately did like your dairy, but there are some dairy things that may taste like dairy. I was just talking to someone actually this morning about soy milk. Have you
mm-hmm.
ever tried soy milk?
Oh, yeah. I'm totally off dairy now. I'm soy milk.
Okay.
Soy, rice milk, that kind of stuff, yeah.
Okay. But, you know, actually, I would recommend that they try to get something from each food group, such as, you know, your fruits and vegetables, your fiber, Obviously, no dairy. Well, I mean, for some people that can have dairy, that's part of the, you know, I would say go to the food pyramid online, okay? That's, you know, so you want your fruits and vegetables, which give you your energy store. So if you want to get off the couch, you want to eat quality foods, okay? You don't want to be eating, you know, as we all know, I think we discussed when we sat down and talked briefly, you don't want to be eating macaroni, which gives you a starch, which brings your heart rate up right away, or your sugar, and drops you off right off. You want to be eating whole grains, 100% whole grains, okay? So your fruits and vegetables, whole grains. So you need to read labels. Start to read labels. Make it fun. When you go to the store, read labels. Don't just take the time and put anything in your cart.
Right.
You are what you eat.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you can drop pounds just by nutrition alone. So if you don't like working out quite as much, make the nutrition work for you. Okay?
And nutrition, I think you're right. Nutrition, is, especially early on, it'll give you that energy that you need, that you're
absolutely
not used to having.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So 100% whole grains. Switch out your white pastas. If you cook at home, it's easier. When you go out to eat, it's very hard to find 100% whole grains.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the thing about it. So we'll talk about that maybe in a little bit. But to finish the nutrition question real quickly, 100% whole grains. Even when you go out to, like, Subway and Potbelly and all that, I've done the research on it because I'm very anal. That's what people pay me to do, and plus for myself as well. They combine. It's like they say they have whole grains, like on their whole wheat, but it's part enriched flour and it's part whole wheat, so it's not 100%. So whenever you have the option, purchase 100% whole wheat, okay? And that means the brown rice versus white rice and, you know, like quinoa, the ancient grains, and things like that. And the legumes and beans are phenomenal as well because they give you some protein, which you need for muscle rebuilding. Like when you strength train and, you know, you build muscle, then you need to replenish. So the protein rebuilds that. Okay, so you have your dairy, you have your whole grains, and your fruits and vegetables. And then the dairy, you know, you can't have dairy. I'm sorry about that. I apologize. So you do need some meat, too, for iron, especially women, you know, during, you know, on their monthly cycle. We need to replenish that, you know, once a week, maybe a little bit of iron, but you don't have to have the meat. And, you know, some people are vegetarians. That's fine, too. So you get your beans. And so basically nutrition, to wind up on that, go to the food pyramid. Go online and try to abide by the food pyramid. It's very easy to do. For you guys that are just getting started out there and on the couch, and it's very easy to abide by and try to really zero in on nutrition. And it's not that hard. And portion control. Even if you eat healthy, even if you're saying, okay, I'm having grilled chicken, that doesn't mean that you can have an over portion of that. 8 ounces you might get in a restaurant, but it's really 4 ounces.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're eating, you know, calories in, calories out.
In Chicago, they give you huge portions in restaurants.
Oh, yes. You're so right about that, Deborah. You are so right.
Yeah. One of the things I do, when I go out to eat, I tend to bring food home and eat it for another meal. That's how much they give you sometimes. One of the things I want to do right now is just take a quick break. And we will be right back. It's a little short break, and we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
I didn't know my son was gay. I found out after he told me he had AIDS. I'm a good mother. I love my son. But being gay goes against everything I believe in. I was too ashamed to talk to anyone about this. I was angry. I blamed him for bringing this on himself. I blamed him for embarrassing me and my family. His doctor gave me a copy of Your Neighbor Has AIDS. I still struggle some, but at least now I can be a mother to my baby because he needs me now more than ever.
If you want help coping with a loved one's HIV status, get Your Neighbor Has AIDS by Deborah E. Lake. Available now for $17.95 at deborahelake.com, amazon.com, or bordersbooks.com.
Okay, we are back.
All right.
And we are, I'm talking, my guest today is a physical trainer and consultant, Heidi Lispy, and we're talking about how to get off that couch. So let's move into, and first of all, one of the things I want to say is that none of this advice is medical or meant to replace a doctor. We're not advocating doctoring yourself, but there are some things that you can do to help yourself, right? And the first thing you want to do is go and check out yourself with your doctor and follow your doctor's advice. But I want to talk about how you can help people think about avoiding just some of the basic injuries that we get into sometimes. Sometimes we get in there and we get over anxious and over eager, and the next thing you know, we've pulled a muscle or something like that. So what kind of just the top tier advice of what you would tell someone about how to start exercising and at the same time what they would need to do to keep their body flexible or whatever to avoid some of the just basic injuries?
Okay. First of all, I would say make sure that you warm your body up for at least 3 to 5 minutes. I always give the analogy that you imagine like a cold rubber band. If you put it in the refrigerator or freezer and it's cold,
mm-hmm.
and you try to stretch it and it would snap. That's just like your muscles being worked without being warmed up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's why you need to warm up your muscles first.
So how would let's just assume people don't know what that means, warming up. How would they warm up?
So basically you would want to, if you're in a gym, you would want to go on the treadmill and just walk at a very average pace, like if you were walking down the street, and just to get the heart rate up like if you were just walking down the street, to get the blood flow going throughout the whole entire body.
Okay.
If you don't have a treadmill, you can just tap side to side and maybe pump your arms a little bit, or maybe jog in place, and just a slight jog for about 3 minutes. Just to, like I said, you want to breathe in and out at an average pace for about 3 to 5 minutes.
Okay.
And then after that, like a lot of times I see people starting to stretch before they get on the treadmill, and you're already stretching a cold muscle. So that's not the right way to do it. You want to stretch after you're warmed up.
Yeah.
Okay. So, therefore, after you're done with that, a lot of times people try to do too much too soon. So especially if they're new to fitness, they want the results right away. Of course, you know, we all want the results right away. But then, like you said, you know, then you're going to get injuries, and then you're just going to be back to stage one. You may even want to try, I know personal training can run some money, but you may even want to get just one or two sessions with a good qualified trainer to learn, you know, what you need to do and the right executions, you know, know exactly how to do each exercise. Say, like, can you show me a couple programs that I need to do all over body? And then you get those couple programs and you know what you need to do the right way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I would do, if you don't have all the money, join your local gym. You know, Bally's is only like $19.99 a month, which is not too much for your health.
Mm-hmm.
And watch the trainers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And watch what they do, you know. And that's how you can learn a lot of stuff. You know, watch how they train their clients. That's a little secret. So, you know, or like I said, just look at the magazines. Look at the way that they're executing the exercises there. You want to start with the fundamentals. You know, don't try to do a move that's doing integrated moves, meaning doing legs and arms and all these fancy moves at the same time when you're just a beginning student.
Yeah.
You want to, you know, start with just the basic legs and build a foundation. You know, you don't build a beautiful home on, you know, rickety boards, okay?
Yeah.
The same thing with your body. If you're just a beginner, you know, you want to just start at a low intensity, like a scale of 1 to 10. You start at 40%, and then you work your way up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
build on,
you know,
on, yeah,
you
build
on solid bricks, and then you
exactly.
build a beautiful masterpiece
yeah,
yourself.
That's, right.
that's how
that's
I say
right.
it. You know, every brush stroke and a beautiful masterpiece counts.
Mm-hmm.
Just like all, you know, and everything you do, every time you step foot in the gym will lead up to success. It takes time, but if you do it right, you will love your results.
Yeah.
You know, it just don't do too much too soon. You know, I think that will be the demise, you know.
Take it easy on yourself.
Please take it easy. Don't do too much too soon. So.
Speaking of that, here's something, you know, like you said, I just did a marathon, and I've been in training for 6 months.
I meant to ask you how you did.
I'm not going to talk about that right now. Going to do a show, a whole show. It was phenomenal. It really was. That's all I'm going to say about it. Oh, gosh. I'm very glad I did it. But part of the training was knowing the difference between my body saying, what are you doing? I'm not liking this exercise,
mm-hmm.
and wait, hold it, stop. Something's going to snap, something's going to strain, something's going to break. How would you describe how someone could tell the difference between their body just saying, look, I'm not happy right now, let's go sit back on the couch, versus you need to wait and stop because you're really going to hurt yourself right away.
Right.
Both of them are uncomfortable. But one, you can tell the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really good question. When I talk to my clients, I say that, please, it's a communication. It's not just me barking orders at you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're working out on your own, and, for example, I want you to, I would say, you know, let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, I would like for you to train to maybe, you know, 80%, like, gear your internal exertion.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to work, let's say, 1 to 10, 5 is a median, okay? 6, 7, 8. I tell my clients, work to 8.5, because at 9, you're starting to, let's say if you're working your biceps, you know, that front arm muscle,
mm-hmm.
for example, you want to be able to have that muscle working. And when you go beyond that, other muscles start to work and you're using momentum and you're starting to feel, you don't want to start to feel pain, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You want to feel the muscle that you're targeting working, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You want to go by your inner exertion level. For example, let's use my treadmill example tonight. Like, I don't work with a heart rate monitor. You know, when you're running the marathon or you're training for the marathon, I was doing some high inclines, and I was going by my own perceived rate of exertion, meaning on a scale of 1 to 10. Mm-hmm. I was working towards 8.5 plus.
Mm-hmm.
So I was working to about an 8.5, and any more than that, I would have probably been dizzy or probably going off the end of the treadmill, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you...
Well, I'm going to stop 1 second and tell our listeners who are listening live, you're going to lose us in about a minute,
okay.
But you'll be able to download the entire show. We're going to keep going. We're going to be able to download the entire show once it's up on iTunes and as soon as we're done, okay? So if you're listening live, you're going to lose us for a second, all right? But we're going to continue. Okay, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
But in terms of, you know, if you're working out solo, it's never, you know, lactic acid builds up. That's when you start, you know, to feel like a burn is what we call, like, oh, work for that burn.
Mm.
But when it starts to go into almost like a pain, that's not working out to like a good burn. When it goes into pain, that's enough. You never want to go to pain.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes when you're working in your leg muscles and it starts to almost bleed into the knee area, you know what I mean? Then you don't want to affect your knees. So on a scale of 1 to 10, we want to work to like an 8. When we start to go into the 9, that's when we're working overly, that's it, you know.
Mm-hmm,
so you have to go by you have to gauge your inner rate of exertion. That's why when I train clients, it's a communication. It's not just me barking repetitions. Because when I say do 25, and they feel like they have to do 25 reps, then they're trying to be the hero for me. So we always go on a communication scale. I say, how is your burn? How is your burn? Let me know when you get to 8.5, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's for maybe more of an advanced, like when they're a beginning student, we're going at maybe more of a 4 to 6, you
mm-hmm.
know, or 40 to 60%.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all, you know, when you were probably at your marathon level, you were more at a going to, you know, different levels.
Oh, yeah.
So, am I answering your question?
Yes, you are. And one of the things that I really want to pull out. One of the things I really want to pull out, what you said, is that what you tell people is to not try to please someone else. Don't try to please
right.
me. Don't try to please your husband. Don't try to please the person next door. Don't you have to listen to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is very important. To really, really state, you can't say it more than enough, because a lot of times we end up
mm-hmm.
Competing with other people and we do ourselves injustice and don't even find out about ourselves. Yeah. So that's good advice.
And one thing, too.
Oh, go ahead.
One more important thing, too, is not every day has to be 45 minutes to hour long of the highest intensity. You know, sometimes, you know, you may not even feel like it, but
mm-hmm.
it's been proven that if you just say, oh, you know what, I'm going to do 20 minutes, and it's going to just be okay, it'll turn into probably 30 minutes or 45 minutes. I mean, it happens to me. It happens to everybody. So some days you might not even have anything in you, but just please put in your socks and your T-shirt and do something, and we'll turn into something.
That is so true. I can give you a perfect example.
You know what? It is guaranteed. Go ahead, right?
I can give you a perfect example. The week before I left for Maui, I came down with a cold, and I was concerned. I really was. And that Saturday, we had a run, you know, before.
Yeah.
So we were scheduled to run 8 miles, and I said, oh, gosh, I have this cold. I feel terrible. I'm achy. My nose is running and all the stuff that goes with a cold. But I'm going to go anyway and just show up. So I went and I said, I don't feel well, but I'm going to run. And I'm not going to say how far I'll run or how long I'll run, but I'll get out here. I ended up doing 10 miles.
Right.
We were only supposed to do 8. And
that
I felt better.
That is a perfect example. That is so
it
cool.
Is.
And sometimes they even turn into the best workouts, like
exactly.
That happened to me last night. I worked out for an hour and 50 minutes, and I was like, you know what? Because I told myself, I'm just going to do anything I want to do. I didn't say, like, I have to do this. I have
mm-hmm.
to do that. So when you don't say you have to do something, you just go for a free, you know, you just like, okay. The perfect example.
Yeah, you just kind of go with it. And that's so true.
Oh, yes.
We're going to wrap up in a few minutes, but before we leave, I want to ask you to give your best advice to this person. Picture a person that you know and you care about, and they're sitting on the couch and they're sitting in their easy chair or wherever, and they're wishing, we have been wishing maybe for years, that they had the time or the energy or the motivation just to get out and walk around the block. What one piece of advice would you say to that person who's sitting there and just wishing?
Many, many, many people have been in your shoes. You can do it. You don't have to walk fast, or you can walk as slow as you want.
Yeah.
I just want you to put on your shoes and your T-shirt, put on what your iPod or your favorite song in the world, and just walk a half block or a block, and just get up and do it today. You don't even have to
perfect.
Think about doing it the next day after that. I just want you to do it today.
That is perfect. That is
okay.
So good. That is so
today,
good.
Today, and then we'll go on from there. Don't think about anything after that, and just do it today. And you'll be, that is your first goal.
Yeah. Thank you very much for being with me tonight. And
Thank you for asking me.
I really would like to bring you back, because this is an ongoing conversation, right?
Oh,
physical
yes.
fitness is a lifelong process, and we've just
touched
touch the beginning of it. Before you go, tell our listeners how they can reach you to get more information or to take advantage of your services.
Absolutely. I'm at fitnesswithheidi@att.net. FITNESS at att.net.
Okay.
Sorry. Let me say that one more time. FIT.
Okay.
messwithheidi at att.net.
Great.
Thank you all for listening. I had a great time.
Thanks so much.
And I'll talk to you soon.
All right. I'll see you on the trail.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You know, folks, God gave each and every one of us a wonderful body. We were born with particular physical talents and attributes, and it's up to us, each and every one of us, to develop and keep what we have. Often we get distracted from caring for our bodies, and we take our bodies for granted until something goes wrong. As a country, we are obese. As individuals, we suffer with illnesses like diabetes, high blood pressure, and addiction, just to name a few. Sometimes it seems as though we have actually completely lost touch with our own body's natural healing capabilities. We've lost touch with our own ability to relax and soothe ourselves and connect with what's going on in our bodies and in our minds and in our souls. But you know what? This can be reversed. And I hope this show helps you see that all we have to do is take the first step. That first step. My first step was going to an information meeting for people who were just thinking about running in a marathon. That was my first step, and that was the hardest. First steps usually are. Maybe your first step is going for a walk 3 times a week, or maybe just going to a gym, or learning how to lift weights, or taking a dance class, or just getting a ball and playing with your kids. Whatever you do, start it today. Start it today and keep doing whatever you start today. And then you can build on your success and start living life rather than letting life happen. This is Blog Talk Radio's All the Way In for Friday, September 25th. I'm Deborah E. Lake, here to let you know that you can recognize, claim, and live fully in your life. Good night.